Beautiful. Thank you, Billy. Let's give him another round of applause. Beautiful music.
Thank you very much. That was a song a friend of mine wrote that, who I used to work with.
It'll be after the talk.
Pardon?
After the talk is your next song.
Okay. Yeah, I know.
Okay. Very good. So blessings, everyone. Just mentioned the sunshine came back out, right? Did everybody get some time out in the sunshine?
Yes.
I did. You know, I was waiting patiently for it, but it was so wonderful to have it. I went for a bike ride, odd thing for me to do, but not really. I bike ride all the time. But and I got to visit, you know, the two rivers. I went up to Colfax, and I'd gone down to the Bear River and climbed back out. And when I got up into Colfax, I went down Iowa Hill down to the American River. So I saw the Bear River, I saw the American River, both flowing furiously. One was brown and muddy, the Bear River. The American River was kind of a seafoam green, but very rough, very turbulent. And it was beautiful to see that. Both different, yet heading towards the same source. Today I'm talking about God is present in everything. And the thing I want to get across to you as I go through this talk is, how does that relate to you as an individual? How did you wake up this morning? Were you in bliss? Or maybe in some other state less than? Because we have that option, that choice. We can choose to wake up in bliss every day. What that means to me is that I get to know my spiritual foundation, the truth, the ultimate reality of life. Beyond all the goings-ons, the politics, the things that happen to us, there is that vibrant essence of life that's always happening. It's in and around and through all things, as was mentioned in the beautiful prayer from Pixie, that God is everywhere present. And it's so important, at least in my mind, that we get to know what that means for us as individuals. Each person's going to have a unique experience of that in their discovery of it. We can't put any two people together and expect them to have the same experience of the ultimate reality, because we're unique individuals. We're all different. And yet, in that connection, just as the rivers are going to the same source, we all come from this same source, this ultimate reality, this reality that's beyond all of these things that take place out there in life. There is a reality that's even greater. I'd like to, is it possible to show that video, or should I explain it? We've been having some difficulties. We might not have any sound, but you might be able to imagine the sound, or I can explain it to them. Let me explain this to you. There's 64. There's different videos if you want to check this out. It's on YouTube. It's called Metronome Synchronicity. And all these metronomes are set off at different times. And so they're all weaving and bobbing at different momentums. And over time, over a period of about 3 minutes, you watch them start to come into coordination with one another, till ultimately they're all doing the same bobbing back and forth. It's neat to watch. It's neat to see. So check that out on YouTube at some point. And there's something beyond just, they're not on a solid table. They're on a floating table. So that each beat of each metronome takes effect on the larger table. And you can watch, if you watch closely, you can see the table going back and forth. And so the messages from each metronome are going into the large table and giving information, and the large table's feeding back information, allowing the metronome to come into synchronicity with each other one. The reason I brought this up is it reminds me of the power of community. We all come in here as individuals having our different situations. I don't know what yours is. I know that when I came into Science of Mind, I was at a pretty low level in my life. A lot was going on. I've been in a 12-step program, some of you know, and from that 12-step program, I realized that when I come into a strange thing, and church was different for me, I hadn't been to church since I was a little kid, and here I was in my 30s, I think, the thing that really hit me was that, okay, church is going to be very different for me. And so I took the advice of 12-step program. They say you got to come at least 6 times to get a good temperature of what's happening here. So I said, well, I'm going to go at least 6 times because I know church is going to feel uncomfortable to me. It did. We got up, sang songs, held hands, like, whoa. But very soon after that first meeting, I think I was crying almost at every sermon because I was in a lot of pain, and it was hitting me. The truth was hitting me. And I thought the message was just for me. So I learned to grab my box of Kleenex before I sat down. But the reason I'm telling you this is that this whole thing about synchronicity and the metronomes coming into synchronicity is not to tell you that we come to church to all become the same. We don't want to become like robots, you know. Good morning, I'm from CSL, how are you? It's not like that. What it is we want to assist one another to find that spiritual foundation that is common in each and every person. Because in my opinion, that's the beauty of life. Because there you get to have your freedom. There you get to have your joy. You get to have it all. As far as an expression of being this human or this spirit in a human form. And sometimes when we get hooked up in life, we forget about the spirit part. And we get all trenched into the human part of us. The fear, the exasperation, the desperation. And we forget, oh, wait a minute. I am spirit. I am a part of this vast, beautiful, loving essence of life. And the more that I practice touching that in myself, the easier it is for me when life comes at me to remember, oh, that's right, I'm spirit. And I welcome you with open arms. It was Rumi has a wonderful, I'm going to read to you. Does everyone familiar with Rumi? He created a poem called The Guest House. And in it says, this being human is a guest house. Every morning a new arrival. A joy, a depression, a meanness. Some momentary awareness comes as an unexpected visitor. Welcome and entertain them all. That's kind of different. Welcome and entertain them all. Meaning to be open. When you have a guest arrive, do you just open the door a crack and go, "Who are you?" Close the door. No, usually when we have guests arrive, we open the door. "Hey, come on in. Good to see you." Well, how would it be if you could do that to all of life? He continues and says, even if they are a crowd of sorrows who violently sweep your house empty of its furniture, still treat each guest honorably. He may be clearing you out for some new delight. The dark thought, the shame, the malice. Meet them at the door laughing and invite them in. Be grateful for whatever comes, because each has been sent as a guide from the beyond. As a guide from the beyond. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm not able to do that all the time. Life can hit me sometimes, and it's like, oh, I clench up. I want to shut down. I want to push away, because what's coming doesn't feel too good. It's disrupting me. It's affecting me in some way. And that's why the practice is so beneficial of who am I in my foundation. We have a class coming up called Foundations. It's what this is all about. It's digging in further to what this philosophy, how it can be used, how it can be of help to you as an individual. But what I found when I first took Foundations, I had been one of these, a parishioner that would come to church, I'd listen to the message, I'd go out and peruse the bookstore for a bit, and I'd take off. I didn't have much connection with the community. And it wasn't until I took a class. It changed everything, because then I got to meet people. I got to see that, oh, there's other people that have situations going on in their life. I'm not the only one. And I was able to make connections. It changed everything. Later on, I got involved in Seva work. And what a wonderful thing it was to greet people at the door. I wasn't good at creating connections on my own. But when you're standing at the door and people see you and they hug you and, hey, it's easy. And I enjoyed it. And that changed my whole aspect of what it meant to be in community. As I went farther and dug deeper into this philosophy, because it's so important in our lives to find some place where you can dig in. We all have to be able to dig in to what does this thing called God or Spirit, what does it mean? Not to that person over there, what's it mean to me? How can I get connected? How can I find the presence in this life of mine that at that time had been not the way I wanted it to be going? Since that time, things have changed drastically. My life has become 180 degrees, I'd say 360, 720 degrees different. I've taken several turns. But it's been very good. It's allowed me to have greater peace in my life, greater love, greater joy, and it's quickened the time that when life hits me with an unexpected circumstance, it's not that I don't go off track at times, but I more quickly get back on track because of my practice, because of community. And so when you see those metronomes and they're shaking back and forth, you think about, how's my foundation? When you wake up in the morning, how's my foundation today? And take a moment to discover it. and go, oh, there you are, my dear friend. It's good to see you again. Many times when I connect with my dear friend, tears come out my eyes. I don't feel sad or anything. It's just, phew, it just feels so good to reconnect with my ultimate reality, my presence, my being. Yes, God is everywhere present. And sometimes that can be difficult to realize out in this world where everything and anything takes place. And lots of times for me, there's things that go on that they don't go along with my thought of life. But hey, it's still going on. And somewhere in that must be that same foundation. Sometimes when I see certain people that are different from me and have different values, different things, I have to go back to basics. What's the most basic thing about us all? We are human. At least that's been my experience. I haven't really met any aliens. I've heard about them, but I've never really met one. Maybe you have, I don't know. I think I've met some people I might want to call an alien, but but no, they weren't really an alien. They're human. And if we can go back to that basis, when we see someone that's different from us, has a different idea about life, has had different experiences, but we can recall that, oh, they're human. They need to eat. They need to sleep. They need clothing. They need the basics of life, just like me. And it backs us up a bit and goes, oh, there's commonality between you and me. And if I can start from that point, it allows me to come from a loving place. Because we all want to be loved. We all want to be heard. But if we get wrapped up in the outer circumstance, if we get wrapped up in our emotional response to life, it can take us way off track, off to the side, looking back in, instead of being in that beautiful foundation, that love, that deep, deep peace, that resonant, just like when the metronomes all sync together, they've come into resonance. And it's a beautiful thing to become resonant with your true nature. Let's take that into prayer.